This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You remember when Promise Keepers really made a big splash years ago when I think somewhere between 700,000 and 900,000 men went to Washington, D.C. in that one big rally they had in Washington. I remember hearing a Christian reporter who went there, who taking notes with the idea of writing a critical piece in a Christian magazine about Promise Keepers, pointing out there must be a political agenda to this and it's got to be suspect because, after all, there's just too many people involved in this. It's too big. And you know what he admitted later? That twice during the day, he said, I broke down and wept. Out on the street, watching 700,000 and 800,000 men on their knees praying to be better husbands. On their knees praying to be better fathers. And he went there with an attitude of criticizing. And who do these people think they are to do this? And the Lord convicted him in his spirit. That can happen on a smaller scale to you. It can happen to me. It can happen in any church where people have an exclusive attitude that it's just the group that's in control. Who's in charge of this thing? Just us. And that attitude is a form of spiritual pride. You may want to write this down, what I'm about to say. Arrogance may be spiritual, but it's still arrogance. Arrogance may be spiritual, but it's still arrogance. Pride may have spiritual overtones, but it's still pride. And like any other sin, it requires the forgiveness of Christ. Pride is sin, and like any kind of sin, it requires the forgiveness of Christ. Pride can take on different shapes. It can take on churchy overtones. It can take on religious sounds to it, but it's still pride. And pride is a sin, whether we recognize it or not. You know, the proverb says that strife is the result of pride. If you've got strife in your family, you probably can trace it to somebody's pride has been stepped on. Somebody's a little ticked because their pride has been stepped on, and pride is the source of strife in a family, in a company, in a business, or in the body of Christ. Pride is at the root of all arguments. Wow, with that in mind, then, let's bring up the first verse, verse 46. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Next thought. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Let's stop right there. Jesus knew their thoughts. The word thoughts in the Greek is the word dialogue. He knew the self-talk that was going on. The King James uses the word heart, and it's the word cardia in the Greek. Jesus practiced cardiology long before your doctor did. He practiced cardiology in the most intimate sense of the word, in that he knows the thoughts of people's hearts. You know why it bothers me to know that Jesus knows our thoughts? Because I know what I've thought. And I think I know what some of you have thought over the years. We've had thoughts that we're not proud of. And Jesus knew their thoughts and had a little child stand beside him. Let's bring up the next phrase. Then he said to them, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. It welcomes the Father. For he who is least among you all, he is the greatest. What Jesus was doing was taking someone that represents someone who has no power, someone who can do nothing for you, and he says, you want to do something great in the kingdom? You serve this child. And I think the child represents the powerless. I think the child represents people who can't do anything for you.
Well, this message is truly counterintuitive in 2016, but I think the truth of it is speaking to somebody's spirit right now, not to your mind, but to your spirit. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.